Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County conservation naturalist Pam Holtz about the Turtles Secrets of the Shell traveling exhibit that is on display at the Conservation Education Center at Mar Park. Tell me about what this display is that is there at the Conservation Center.
It's titled Turtle Secrets of the Shell. It was a display originally created by the Dubuque Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium, and it was on display there with several live species. The exhibit itself has come to our county without the live turtles, although we will have some turtles on display as well. And it basically gives you a lot of information about turtles, their adaptations, and turtles in the Midwest.
Yeah, and I wonder what role the turtles really play in the Midwest as far as how many of them are native to Iowa or in this region.
The turtles are very important to our ecosystems and what happens around here. We have 13 different species that live in the state. I'm a little bit less than that in this area of Iowa, and they've been threatened a lot by a lot of different things, snappers particularly by harvesting, a lot of them by habitat loss, and some, even like the box turtle, is threatened by the pet trade. People actually take them out of the wild to use for pets, and that actually has been significantly impacting their population.
What sorts of things are in this exhibit, if you can explain?
There's a lot of information about turtles. We have some stuff to touch on our touch table so you can look at some real turtle shells and examine how they look like. We'll have live turtles on display. I know we'll for sure have the painted and the soft shell turtle as well, and hopefully we'll have some more in time. There is basically a huge shell you can crawl through so you can get the feel of what it's like to have a shell on your back. We have a giant tortoise you can have a picture while sitting on, and a nice little turtle statue that greets you as you enter in.
And where will the live turtles be coming from?
They are all local, and they get released when we are done with them.
Could someone go to the exhibit today, for instance?
Yes. Through the end of April, the Nature Center is open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 4:30. Our hours change a little bit in May, but anytime open hours, they're welcome to come. Or if they have a group and would like a program in conjunction with viewing the exhibit, they can contact me and we can get that arranged, and in which case it doesn't matter if it's open hours or not.
And this is a free exhibit to attend?
Yep, absolutely. So it was through the Dubuque Museum, is part of the Smithsonian, so they helped fund it, as well as Iowa's Resource Enhancement and Protection Act gave some of the funding to help develop it.
The live turtles, will they be there throughout these couple months?
Yes, they will. They will be there on display for the entire exhibit. Yes.
Why did you want to bring this exhibit here to the Washington County Conservation Center?
Well, first of all, it's always exciting to bring something new to another way of getting people out here. It's always important to educate people in fun ways. It gives, you know, these kinds of exhibits, more people are viewing them as a result. Turtles are very important, and, you know, even if you don't like a lot of reptiles, a lot of people like turtles. They're fascinating. They're just cool animals. So all around, it helps benefit the area.
I believe you're having an event that is incorporating this display soon?
Yes, absolutely. On March 10th, I'm doing a program for preschoolers, 3 to 5 years of age, on turtles, and they will need to come with an adult, and we will do activities, stories, games, look at the live turtles, and do some really fun stuff. That will be at 10 o'clock here at the center.
What makes turtles so fascinating to you?
You know, I've just been always drawn to, I've always been drawn to turtles. There's just something about it. They're a relaxed pace, but they still have protection. They are a symbol of wisdom, and I can't say why, but, you know, I look at a turtle and I just feel it. So they're cool. I mean, and they're just unique. They're different. So there's not really anything that is similar to how they are.
This display, this exhibit, is going to different museums or different conservation centers across the state?
Right. We actually picked it up on Monday from Ringgold County. So that was a fun drive across the state. But, you know, and then it will continue on to a different nature center from here. It's not set in stone where exactly it goes at this point, but we'll have it through Memorial Day weekend. So we'll have it for the big holiday, summer holiday weekend.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington County conservation naturalist Pam Holtz about the Turtles Secrets of the Shell traveling exhibit that is on display at the Conservation Education Center at Marr Park. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.